Uber, the company that lets you use your smartphone to hail an independent driver, is one of those simple ideas that can revolutionize an industry. And in fact, investors have valued the company at $50 billion. That's approaching the market value of Ford Motor Company, which has been around since 1903. One of the things that makes Uber so valuable and drives cab companies crazy is that it doesn't have to buy cars or pay benefits to its drivers, which Uber calls independent contractors, not employees. But now, California's Labor Commission has ruled that one driver who filed a complaint is indeed an employee, entitled to reimbursement for $4,100 for mileage and tolls. Uber is appealing, and Marilyn Giewax is explaining. She's a senior business editor with NPR. So, Marilyn, this San Francisco woman asked Uber to reimburse her for costs like gas and tolls. We assume that the lump sum that drivers are paid in Uber, it's like a factored lump sum, would cover that. So tell us what each side's saying.
Well, the woman says, hey, I'm working for Uber. I'm doing all these tasks. I have tolls. I have gasoline, insurance. You need to pay me back. Uber says, no way. They argue that the company's name is Uber Technologies, Inc., and it says it's just what its name implies. It's a tech company. It's not a taxi cab company. So Uber insists that it doesn't hire drivers as employees. It doesn't set work hours. It doesn't tell you what to do. It just offers software that allows an independent contractor to discover who needs a ride. And then you two crazy kids get together and make a beautiful ride together. But, you know, Uber also has this online payment mechanism. It allows the riders to pass along the service fees. So that's the Uber argument, but, you know, it doesn't feel that way to the driver who feels like they're working long hours and spending a lot of money out of pocket.
Yeah, at least this one driver in particular. Well, does this California ruling then set a precedent affecting all Uber drivers?
At this point, no, it doesn't look like this sets any kind of a precedent for the other 200,000 drivers that Uber's got around the country. It was specific to this woman who filed this specific complaint. But Uber has a lot of lawsuits going against it. There are a lot of class actions that are making their way through various courts. And if you keep getting rulings like this, this California one, then maybe that starts to suggest that when Uber's business model is studied closely, the conclusion is that the company, you know, really is an employer, not just a matchmaker. So if courts and regulators consistently come to that conclusion, it could have a big impact on Uber's value, its prospects. And, you know, if it's just a matchmaker, then Uber can keep holding down costs. It doesn't have to worry about anything from vacation time to sick day for its employees. But, you know, it could be that these rulings will mean Uber has a lot more bills to pay in the future.
Right. We're not just talking about tolls or gas. We're talking about, as you said, other benefits. And just we have about a minute here, but this could affect other sharing economy businesses.
Right. There are lots of different companies that are trying to get into this kind of a business model where they're saying they're more of a matchmaker. There's TaskRabbit. That's another company that says it's a task, a tech company that helps you with an app to find people to do little tasks for you.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of that kind of thing going on. And if these court rulings start to go against them, well, then maybe that whole business model starts to crumble.
Meanwhile, cab drivers at companies are smiling. Marilyn Giewax, senior business. Well, they know about the tolls. Marilyn Giewax, senior business editor for NPR. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.